Our next item is subdivision 2006-36, Donald K. Miller Farber subdivision as a preliminary.
This four-lot subdivision was deferred September 27th for this year pending receipt of a septic feasibility statement from DENREC and restrictive covenants being provided by the applicant. On October 5th, the applicant provided our office with an approved site evaluation for each of the four lots. They also provided a copy of a wetlands jurisdictional report. On October 23rd, the applicant provided the staff with proposed restrictive covenants, and they stated that only stick-built dwellings are permitted with a minimum square area of 1,400 square feet of living space. We'll have, unless you have any questions.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-31 for Donald K. Miller based upon the record for the following reasons. The subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance and protects the orderly growth of the county. The subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The subdivision is integrated into the existing terrain and surroundings. The subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby properties or uses. The subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings and community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. DENREC has indicated the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The applicant shall prepare and record restrictive covenants governing the development and requiring the perpetual maintenance of roads, any buffer, stormwater management facilities, and common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. A forested buffer shall be included around the perimeter of the subdivision where the adjacent property is used for agriculture purposes. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for any required buffers. Street naming shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The final site plan shall contain approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-36, Donald K. Miller Farber subdivision as a preliminary with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.